please. Excuse me, handsome. Oi, you with the nice hat.
Is that a lady back there? Gentlemen, please, let her through.
No, up here. Yes, straight up. Hello.
What in the name of...
Yeah, okay, this must look a bit mad. This ship...
You're flying.
You're sinking, and you've not got enough lifeboats. Just as well we're here. Gangplank coming down. Help! Marek, take us closer. That's it. Well, let's be having you. It's either this or the sharks. On you come. Keep going. Plenty of room and hot soup in the galley.
But it's impossible.
Hello, handsome.
We all owe you our lives.
You haven't tried the soup yet.
But who are you?
I'm Zara. I help people. I try to help people. We both do. Me and my sister. Abby! I'm over here! Abby, are you hurt? Oh, please tell me you're all right.
No, I'm fine. I've just swallowed a ton of mud. Oh, I've torn my dress. I really like this dress.
Did you get the key?
Yeah, it's right here. So now their arc missiles can't fire. Serves them right for my dress.
Let's get away from here. Give me your hand. As long as we're together, we can go anywhere or when. Just need to think it, and we're there. It's good fun. Mostly.
Watch out! It's coming back!
It's a Stegosaurus! Whoa! I think it wants to play.
But we try to help people. To make things better. To make a difference. Not that everyone's always grateful.
I'll see you cut to pieces!
You don't need to do this. Remember how it used to be? That awkward girl, thrilled by lightning, just wanting someone to share it with.
Oh, get out of my head!
Zara! We have enemies. Those we've stopped or who want our powers. And there's the people we've wronged. Thousands of them. Still crying out in the darkness. We move on, trying to outrun the voices, trying to make amends. Sometimes people don't understand that, or things don't turn out as we hope. There are unintended consequences. That's Joy. She's mine. Her dad, Marek. Me and Abby sort of share him.
All right, Princess. Mum and Abby have gone to stop a war. Then it'll be tea time.
Hi, honey. We're home.
You're freezing.
Oh, it was a nice Kano. Two whole cities inside it, trying to build on each other.
Oh, what's for tea? I'm starving.
Don't I get a kiss?
I suppose.
Yeah, in your own time. Oh, I'm starving too. Then we should be moving. Because we can't ever stay in one place. The things we've done, oh, the people we're running from. We go anywhere and when just to keep ahead. We can't look back. We dare not look back. The moment we stop, the moment we let the past catch up with us, we're done for. Hang on. Where's this?
Hey, you make Joy.
I didn't choose this.
Me neither. It's nice, though. Look at the food.
How did we get here?
I think that was me.
What? How?
Didn't mean to. I was thinking of something else.
But you directed us. You got in our heads.
Good evening, comrades. Welcome to the Spike. A table for three and a high chair?
Yeah, chairs. Somewhere with a view.
Eric!
Look, if you don't like it, we can go. But you should see the view. Isn't that right, comrade?
Oh, but of course. It will take a moment to prepare a table. Perhaps you'd like to wait by the window. It really is most impressive.
Sure.
No, wait. How did you bring us here? And why? What is this?
I don't know. And look.
Oh, it's amazing. Zara, look. All right, that is quite impressive. It's more than just a city, isn't it? Looks more like a machine.
You're looking down on the biggest factory this side of Rigel.
Shouldn't it be noisy?
It is, but it doesn't carry up here. That's why this place is so popular.
Perhaps Madame Comrade would be more comfortable with a drink?
Perhaps, but I've got a baby.
We'll have a bottle of the 48 fizz and a jug of water.
Comrade, your table will be ready in a moment.
You could be a little nicer.
You could tell us what this is about.
Yeah. How high up are we?
Abbey!
About 50 kilometers. The tower's a lift shaft for moving heavy goods from the surface up into low orbit. That's where the spaceships are waiting, just above our heads.
But why did you bring us here?
You can see the whole city below us. Thousands of people busy working. The shadows are amazing.
The planetoid's tidally locked, which means that...
The length of its day is the same as its year, so it always shows the same face to its star. Yeah, I know. But that still doesn't explain why...
That side is always burning hot, and the other is always in darkness. The city straddles the line in between, moves it along, slowly circling the planetoid to pick up and drop off groups of miners. What do you think?
It's amazing.
We should leave. Now.
We haven't had our drinks yet.
It's safe. I grew up here.
We have to keep moving. You've brought us somewhere. People know you.
Everyone I know here is dead. Last time I saw my dad was over there. Brought me up here for a meal just before I took the ship. That was a long time ago. Look, I didn't bring us here on purpose. I don't know how I brought us. Guess it was just on my mind, but if you want to go, let's go.
You were homesick?
No, but I grew up here. Till I was 11, same apartment, same mates. It was home. Stability's important.
You want to settle down.
We should think of Joy.
I am! I'm keeping her safe.
Zara, please. Maybe Marek's got a point.
Oh, take his side then.
Oh, there doesn't have to be sides. We can't run forever, can we?
Why not?
Stability is important. We could try it. Find somewhere safe for Marek and Joy. Go out to work and come home in the evenings.
We'd be putting them at risk. There are people after us. Remember What's-Her-Face? The archaeologist. She said...
I remember, but Persephone is thousands of years in the future.
Think that would stop her? There are people dredging time and space to find us. Tell me I'm wrong.
Look, all right, bad move. Forget we were ever here. Let's go.
Thank you.
But I want to look around.
What? Why?
We're here now, and it's not like we're ever coming back. Joy should see where her dad's from.
Oh, she's not going to remember.
Then we'll remember for her. Come on, you are a bit curious, I know you are.
No one can know we were here.
We'll keep a low profile. Invisible.
And we can't stay long.
Just have a quick tour, then never come back again.
Oh, I don't know.
Comrades, your table is ready and the drinks are waiting. That is, if you've not changed your minds.
Babe, it's up to you.
That was amazing.
Wait until you see the puddings. Your oysters were okay?
They were fine. No, they were very good. Sorry, I'm trying to enjoy this.
We'll go in a bit. Look, ask for dessert menus and get another bottle of wine.
Where are you going?
Think Joy is changing, don't you, Princess? Come on, let's hose you down.
Oh, he's such a romantic. Hey, babe.
Sorry, I just can't relax here.
Oh, you can feel it too.
What?
Something in the air. It's not the vibration of the city, it's how Marek feels.
He's changed, hasn't he? Only ever does what we want.
Yeah, hello. That's a good thing. We've made him a better person.
I liked him when he was dangerous, unpredictable, you know, fun.
Oh, you are so twisted.
Oh, he doesn't like me anymore.
Because you give him such a hard time.
I know. Why am I so mad at him?
Well, maybe it's not him. All the places we've been, never stopping for a moment, always rushing on. You're tired, that's all. I'm tired. We could do with some fun. I think we've helped enough people.
It won't ever be enough.
No. But we can stop for a bit. Let Marek show us some of his life.
It's probably all sordid and sad.
Well, you show no interest and I'll be all keen. Between us, we'll find out why he's brought us here.
You think he's up to something?
What, you think this was an accident?
Why am I always bad cop?
You're my wicked sister.
Like down there, the half that's always in shadow.
So I'm the side that's always bright?
And dry, and sun-bleached, and empty.
So, Marek's what, the city?
Straddling us both.
You've been looking in his head.
Well, why not? Do you mean sex is a perfectly normal part of any relationship?
You're my sister!
Well, I'm not exactly a normal sister. We're in each other's heads anyway. This wouldn't be so different. Besides, it could be fun.
I guess he'd tell us anything we wanted to know. Why he's brought us here.
That is not a no.
I can't believe you sometimes.
Can't believe what?
Oh, nothing.
We're just admiring the view.
I think your mum and auntie have been plotting. They know I don't like that.
Oh, I think you might like this. Zara and I want to stay a bit longer.
Oh, right. Good.
Can you find us a hotel room?
With one large double bed.
Comrade, we'll have the bill.
Yes, sir. That will be 88 groats and a pfennig.
Abby, can you...
Sure. We've already paid you.
You've already paid me. You've already paid me, of course. How remiss.
And we left you a good tip.
The comrade, madam, is too kind.
There's a hotel up here. Never been in it, but it's where everyone stays who dares to come down from the spike. Most people don't want to get dirty.
I don't blame them. The air's full of bits of rock, and I can hardly hear myself think.
No, Joy doesn't like it either.
You get used to it soon enough. They break up the rock to get at the minerals. Particulates get everywhere.
Is that why people are dirty? Or have you not invented the bath?
Dirt shows they're working. Kind of a status thing down on the street. Grubbier they are, the more respect they're due.
But we're not dirty, is that why they're staring?
They probably think that we're scientists. This place was set up for research.
So why are they staring?
Scientists all left.
What happened?
Dunno. The money ran out, or they discovered all they wanted. All long gone before I was born. Just the miners and sorters now.
And the posh restaurant at the top of the lift shaft.
Sometimes you make enough to leave this place well behind. Other times you strike a seam and want to splash out, or just get away from the noise. Fortune to be made if you stay on the right side of the unions.
The unions?
Organise the rotas, make sure everyone gets their fair share.
Our people are content, I can feel it. Hard working, hard playing, content. And there's something else, something in the air. They're all grinning inside.
The symbols painted everywhere, they grin when they see them. What do the symbols mean?
Manchu Golding, what's that?
Some kind of corporate sponsor. There's a rune festival in a couple of days, sort of a street party while they clean out the machines. Whole place can go a bit mad. We don't want to be here for that.
Oh, why not? I like a party.
These ones can be wild.
I can be wild.
I thought we had to keep a low profile. Here's the hotel.
This is it. Looks a bit sordid.
Isn't that the point? After you.
We can be Mr. And Mrs. Smith. I read that in a book.
Are you joining us?
What? Yeah, sure.
All right. Did you see something?
Of course not. Come on.
Well, it's okay.
Dirt is a kind of status thing. We won't sleep through that noise.
We can go somewhere else.
The bath is enormous.
I think we're gonna stay.
Hey.
Hey.
And me.
I don't know how we do this. Practicalities.
Leave that to us.
Chill out, babe. Let us take care of you.
What?
Nothing. It's nothing. I want to do this. Come here.
There's something in your head.
There isn't anything, just you two.
I can see it too. Something burning.
You made me let my guard down.
An image of the street outside. Everybody's dead.
What is that? You've made up the image yourself. You haven't seen it.
Don't.
Do you know what's going to happen?
Please, don't.
You said everyone you knew here was dead. But that hasn't happened yet. That's what this is. You want us to save them.
We can't save them.
What?
They're already dead. Whatever happened, happened.
But they're still alive, out there.
We can't change history, can we?
No, he's right.
What?
The Academy, they explained. You can't go back and change things.
But we help people. We save people.
Not when we already know they weren't saved. There are consequences.
Oh, your teachers come and get us.
If we're lucky, there are other things, and it draws attention.
We can't draw attention.
So why bring us here? Everyone you knew, they're still out there.
I didn't mean to come here, but it's been in my head. No one ever found out what happened. One day, the city just died.
You don't want to save them.
Of course I want to save them, but I know we can't. It puts us all in danger. I can't do that to Joy.
But you want to know what happened.
It might have been an accident or a mistake. I destroyed the sphere, all those people, the anger and fear.
I don't want revenge, I just want to know.
You didn't want to come here, but it's haunted you so long.
Made me who I am. I wasn't always like this. Used to be quite respectable, went to a good school on the other side of the system. Me and a whole bunch of scholarship boys, orphaned at a stroke.
So your family...
All here somewhere, going about their lives. For the next day or so.
You could go to them.
They can't know I'm here. Think what that would do.
We'd change your whole life.
For the better! Isn't that what we do?
No, Zara, he's right. He's being responsible. We change things here, we change everything. And people will know where we are, where we've been.
But all these people... It's not right.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. But the most we can do is find out what happened. Put Marek's mind at peace.
Thank you.
And then we have to move on. Find out what it was. Joy will be safe with Marek. It's better he stays hidden away so he doesn't bump into anyone he knows.
They're good people. The pride they take in their work. The excitement about this festival.
Now they want to dress up, get drunk, have sex with each other. But that's good.
You're never eating oysters again.
No, I mean it's good that they're distracted. We can see into their heads.
That man in the apron is worried about his vows.
That one can't sleep because he's balding. I think it makes him look nicer.
Well, why don't you tell him that?
Oh, look at him. He's suddenly taller.
Oh, it's not going to make any difference.
Well, it will do for a bit. Let him have that. Come on, we need to find something.
I'm searching for anyone who's thinking bad thoughts. There's a boy who doesn't know how to break up with his girlfriend. Oh, come on, you're better at this than me.
There's some kind of fight over the rotor.
Oh, we could break it up.
No, it's sorted. That girl just had to say two words. Manchu Golding.
The corporate sponsor. That name is lodged in everyone's head.
So that might be it.
Oh,
mind out. I could have dropped all these rocks on top of you.
Hey, she didn't mean it.
No, it's all right. I'm sorry.
You should watch where you... It doesn't matter. Do I know you?
What? No.
I always remember a face. Especially when not yours.
Hey, leave her alone. Steve, leave that girl alone.
Oh. See? You know her too.
She doesn't know me.
I do. I know you. You're something important.
There must be some mistake.
Leave her alone.
But we know her. We do know you. We do.
We know you. We all know you.
Oh, they've all stopped their work. The whole street has gone crazy!
All right, keep back!
Back! We've never been here before! Well, unless we come back in time and are here again, maybe we work out a way to save everyone.
Please! We need to be somewhere. It's important.
It's important. You're looking for someone. You're looking through us all.
In their heads. It's you!
It's me. When we were looking for what happened, they saw us going through their thoughts.
I know you.
I know you.
Oh, we've done something to them. They're crowding my head.
Look, let's get out of here. Abby!
I can't reach you!
Abby!
Keep back! Please, you want to keep back. You want to keep back.
We want to help you find what you're looking for.
I don't know what I'm looking for. You're going to crush me, please. Manchu Golding.
They're stopping.
Manchu Golding. That's what I'm looking for. Tell me about Manchu Golding.
We'll take you to Manchu Golding.
Ouch! Get off me.
Let her go.
Zara, find Marek.
I can't leave you.
Marek will know what to do. Quickly.
I'll be as fast as I can.
Please, let me go.
Well now, there's a lot of you away from your work. Is this going to be a petition? You know I don't hold with those.
Please, sir. She wanted Manchu Golding.
She? Who's she? Oh. Hello.
Hi. They made me come here.
But you wanted Manchu Golding?
Well, I did mention it, I think. I was curious, that's all.
Curious? You're a scientist, are you?
Yeah, sort of. Do a bit of science when I can.
You're clearly not a miner.
Well, how can you tell? I'm as grubby as them now.
It's Steve, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, Steve, you and your friends have done well to bring her here, but you've done that now. You can get back to work. There is a quota that has to be met.
But we know her.
You can get back to work.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
There's, what, something in their water?
It's in the air. Doesn't hinder their work, but stops the rune festivals getting out of hand. People used to get hurt. The gas brings out their hard instinct, so they look out for each other. I think they were trying to help you.
Yeah, they were. The gas meant I got too deep inside their heads. You must be the same. That's why they're all scared of you.
I'm one of their senior foremen. I organize the rotors, allocate new seams, so they're keen to show me respect.
Are you Manchu Golding?
I'm afraid I am. And you are?
Abby. Hi.
Hello, Abby. Now, you clearly wanted to speak to me, so why don't I make us some tea?
They took her where?
I don't know what happened. The whole city turned on us. She was inside all their heads.
But they took her to Manchu Golding.
Oh, it's bad, isn't it?
Manchu Golding's my old man.
What? What will he do to her?
He's probably making her tea. Old guy's such a sleaze. Got a knack for getting whatever he wants.
But she won't tell him who she is.
Yeah, Abby's so good with secrets.
But if he knows you're here...
Then things get tricky.
You don't think... Are we going to cause what happened?
You don't think that's possible? Look what you did to the sphere.
That was different. That was a mistake.
You can still make mistakes.
What are we going to do?
I can't go there. You're going to have to. Find Abby, get to her somehow so you can hold hands, come back for me and Joy. Then we can all get away. We should never have come here.
It was your idea.
I didn't mean to bring us. What did you think? That this was all some clever ploy? That I was out to trick you?
I'm sorry.
I'm not about playing games. I am what I am, trying to get by. You're the ones who mess things up.
I'm sorry. Really. Please.
What? I'm crazy. What are you smiling at?
You. The old you.
What? I've always been me.
And I sometimes forget that. I'm sorry. Really. I'm going to put this right. Then I'll make it up to you.
I like the sound of that.
This is the place! Open up!
How do you like it?
A little milk and no sugar, please.
I should hope not. Nice girl like you. My mother fought in the Battle of the Lower Sky. Says she can still smell the blazing caramel. 130 years ago.
Is she still alive? Oh, sorry. That's rude, isn't it?
Ah, but you're curious. Yes, Mother is still with us. Lives in a penthouse in the North Quadrant. Does lunch every Sunday for the whole brood. I've 47 nephews. What?
It's nothing.
I've made you uncomfortable. You don't have family?
A sister, a niece, that's all.
Don't envy us. Bigger families just mean more complications.
Yes.
What is it? There's something. I can help you.
I can't get involved. Look, I can't change things.
You have to be invisible.
No one can know I was here.
That's why you're not on our system. No retinal identity, no arrival date, and an unpaid bill at the Spike restaurant.
Oh, you look me up.
Call it good manners. Wanted to know who I was having tea with. You must be something special to leave the Spike without paying. Brendan, the waiter you slipped past, wasn't able to explain it.
It wasn't his fault. But don't hold it against him.
He'll pay the lost amount out of his salary. Then we'll see how it harms his prospects.
That's not fair.
The rules are the same for everyone. You dodged around them, and this is what happens.
We'll pay what we owe. Don't hold it against him.
Do you have any money?
Well, no, but we could earn it. I mean, you could give us work.
Your accomplices. A woman and a man. What are their names?
You don't want to know. Really.
You are going to tell me who you are and what you're here for.
I can't tell you.
You're going to tell me everything. And if I don't like it, I'll have you shot.
Good afternoon, gents. How can we be of assistance?
Merrick!
Suspect 914B. You're hereby subject to the protocols of arrest, section 8, paragraph 8.
You punched him in the face!
That, miss, is a serious allegation. I might need counselling for stress.
You don't need handcuffs. He's barely conscious.
Standard procedure. Prevents little accidents, like him running away.
Leave him alone.
You want to let him go. You want...
I really don't want to, miss.
There's nothing in your head. No imagination.
Gets in the way of the job. Had it surgically removed. Right, let's go.
Leave him alone. We haven't done anything.
You took advantage of the wrong bloke, miss. Lots of people in this city owe their lives to Manchu Golding.
But Marek is his son. He's Marek Manchu Sassafras. Do any test, anything you can think of.
Well then, he's got nothing to worry about. Good afternoon.
No, wait!
Of course he's not your son. I'm sure she didn't say that. That would be if you just put us together, we can explain.
You want me to lock you up too?
Not really. Your prison's really damp.
The city is crossing a methane glacier and we're at the lowest level here. But it's not a prison. These are just our storerooms.
It feels like a prison.
You and your friends have experience, do you?
I can't see anything.
Keep back.
There's no need to be difficult. You'll only make this worse. I just want to know who you are and why you came here.
Another step and I'll break your arm.
Do as he says, please.
You're going to tell me one way or another. Perhaps if we turn on the lights.
No! You know I'm not him. You know it isn't possible.
You think I wouldn't know you? Really?
I was hoping you'd have more sense. You've got to let us go. You never even saw us.
You came back from the future.
Dad, we can't say a thing.
Something's going to happen. Something important.
Please, we can't tell you anymore.
We change anything and there are consequences.
Of course there are. There are consequences whenever we make a choice. There are consequences from not doing anything. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It hasn't happened yet.
No. It's happened for us. It's happened in history. You can't trick this stuff.
Who says?
Abby, tell him.
There are beings out there who guard against it. But the real danger is time itself. It's this colossal force. The whole of reality weighing down, flattening out any wrinkles. You make a change, and all of history is against you.
Then why risk that? Why are you here?
I'm sorry, but you have to forget that you saw us. You'll forget everything. You'll let us go. This never even happened.
It never happened. You were never here. Or I never told you.
What?
I can be discreet. You haven't changed history. You always came back. You always met me. I just never told anyone that I met an older you. As far as anyone else need know, you were never here.
Dad, sorry. No. It doesn't work like that. I wish I could explain.
You want me to trust you?
I'm your son.
My son would tell me anything.
You said that once before. When I was little. Kamal Albert stole an orb.
You were torn, loyal to your classmates, but you told me in the end.
After you locked me in my room.
It worked. Abby, you said you'd explain if I put you in the same room.
What? No, Dad, wait.
So you can both stay here until you're feeling more talkative.
What?
He's used to getting his way.
Oh, it's all right. Zara will come and find us. What?
You think she won't make this worse?
How do you like it?
Lots of milk and 4 sugars. Oh, give over. We don't do sugar in the future.
I'm glad to hear it. You're good with him.
Her. Joy. How do you like being a granddad?
It makes me realise I'm still young.
You've still got it. The way Marek holds himself, I can see where he gets it from.
Yeah. You don't want to tell me anything, but has he turned out all right?
You can be very proud.
He can be such a quiet boy. I mean, well, he was. He is.
I know what you mean.
Spends all his time reading. Hasn't many friends.
It's just a phase. Really, he's nothing like that now. He's dangerous. Unpredictable. Bit of a scoundrel. Like his dad.
I'm a respectable citizen.
But there's something about you. A spark of mischief. A knack for getting things done. You know that's why people respond to you.
You're teasing me. Flirting with me.
Maybe. A bit.
Your sister tried to bewitch me. To reach inside my head.
I thought so. But it didn't work.
I know my responsibilities. Too many people depend on me.
I'm sure. But you have to let us go. There must be something you want in return.
You mean...
Yeah.
You and me?
If you want. And you do want, don't you?
Yes. Yes. No! Put her inside, please.
Yes, Mr. Golding.
Zara! Oh, Abby, you're all right.
Oh, she's all right. What have you done?
She threw herself at me.
What? He's my dad.
I was trying to help. At least we're all together now.
Yeah, just hand Joy over, please.
Come any closer, I'll have you shot. You'd have the baby in a prison cell, my granddaughter.
Oh, that's not a good idea, is it? Can I just hold her for a minute?
And use her as a hostage?
No!
You're the one using Joy as a hostage, aren't you?
Until we've sorted this out.
Dad, please, let us go. Trust me.
What happened to you, Marek? The people you're with, the life you must lead, don't you know right from wrong?
Sometimes things are more complicated.
There's right and there's wrong, and then there are excuses. I brought you up better than this.
It's not his fault.
I understand. These two corrupted you.
Hey!
They led me back from where I'd got to. We help people. We make things better.
It's true.
Don't come any closer. But you can't do that here because of consequences that I wouldn't understand.
I can't tell you. It would be wrong. You told me once that doing the right thing isn't always easy. That's how you know it's the right thing.
Come with me.
You're letting us go?
Not you two. I want to talk to my son.
They don't control me.
Then it won't make any difference. Walk with me, Marek. Trust me.
All right.
Dan, what about us?
This won't take long. You can wait here.
Oh, but it's really damp and cold.
At least let me have my baby.
But you heard your sister. It's really damp and cold.
I'll look after Joy.
Yeah, but if we're all together...
She's my baby too. Let me talk to my dad. Then we'll get out of here. Together. Promise.
All right. You better take her things.
All right. Come on, Merrick. Lock them in.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies, don't go away.
They'll switch the machines off tonight. I love festival season.
You never let me see it.
It's not suitable for children. 14,000 workers letting their hair down, drinking their own body weight in schnapps. Good afternoon, comrade. It's Steve, isn't it?
Oh, afternoon, Mr. Golding. Will you be joining us later?
That's very kind of you, but I've already said yes to a gathering in Sector 6.
Oh, that's a shame. I hope you have a good time.
And you, comrade. Come on, Merrick.
They don't like you being here.
Of course not. Can't relax while the boss is around.
But you're not their boss.
I'm a sort of dad to them. Look after them, encourage them, help them when they're stuck. I set them an example.
And turn a blind eye to their parties.
As long as it doesn't get out of hand.
They're all watching you.
As I said, can't relax while the boss is around.
It was always like this. Always being watched. Anywhere we went.
Is that what this is about? You've come back to settle a score?
I'm just saying. Grew up in a goldfish bowl.
And it affected you. Did it affect your sisters too? You're not saying.
I can't tell you anything.
But I can work it out. Something bad happened. Something that affected your sisters and the way you are around me. I must have died.
No.
I always know when you lie. So, what? Natural causes? Do I get sick?
I can't say anything.
An accident? Murder? There's a new union movement in Sector 9. They've made a threat or two. No. Not that. Something else. Something worse. A disaster.
Dad.
A disaster here. It's not just me who dies. The whole city's in danger.
Stop! You have to stop!
You're upsetting Joy.
It mustn't cause a fuss. Not with people looking. You know how much I hate that.
All these people. Look at them. Look at them! Whatever they've done to you, however they made you feel.
It's not about them. Listen to me. Just for once, you don't have the answer. I grew up without you. Seen stuff you'd never believe. I know what happens here, and I know what would happen if we tried to change it.
If you know something bad is going to happen, you have to try to stop it.
There are consequences!
Then you face them! It's not easy, but you have to do the right thing. Think of Joy, the sort of example you're setting her. What would she think of her dad?
There are things out there. I have to keep her safe.
I can keep you safe, all of you, but you have to help me. Whatever it is, we can beat it.
No.
We do this together. We face whatever comes. I'm going to make this right. I'm your dad.
We can't do this.
Look me in the eye and tell me that.
We can't.
I always know when you're lying.
Dad.
It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right.
Let me explain it.
You know them best. And you're caught up with them both. I suppose that's impressive. But what your mum will say...
Mum isn't going to know.
Now, ladies. They've gone. How can they be gone?
Put them together and they can do anything. Should have mentioned their magic powers.
Some kind of future technology. Ah, it's how you came back here. Well, they won't have gone far.
They can go anywhere and when.
But they've left you and the baby, so they'll have to come back.
And let's hope so. Hey, princess, hey.
How long have we got until it happens?
During the festival. Tomorrow or the next day.
Then maybe we should have some tea.
What?
While we're waiting for the girls to return. Better than hanging around in a damp cell.
Okay. Come on, princess. Daddy's here. Everything's gonna be all right.
You're good with her. Better than I was with you.
You were always working. Used to resent how much you gave to this place. But you'd always tuck us in at night.
And read you stories. Remember being scared of the Sphinx?
What has four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three legs in the evening? Answer.
See? You're good with her, too. Is that right?
There isn't any schedule. The machines. They've turned off the machines.
It isn't the festival yet.
Then something must have changed.
We have to find shelter.
No, we have to find Abby and Zara.
They could be anywhere.
They'll find us. They have to find us.
Comrade.
Mr. Koldyke.
Get a work group up to the spike. We need all the ships on standby. We're getting everyone out.
But Mr. Koldyke.
Do it, man. No one gets left behind.
That's not going to work.
Look at the dome. If that buckles, we are done for.
It's not the dome that does it.
Earth preserve us.
City's veered, of course. It's taking the full glare of the sun.
But only one side is protected from the heat. The city. And everyone in it.
There's nothing left.
The spike!
The only way out of the city.
Head for Sector 3! Everyone head for Sector 3! Marek, what are you doing?
They can't find us in all this noise.
You've got to watch where you're going. You could have let go of Joy.
But I can reach out, get into their heads.
They're not coming. I knew they were no good. They've even abandoned the baby.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Zara!
You've come back to help us.
We did what we told Marek. Look, we know what happened here. We had to read a whole library of technical journals before it would make sense.
It took us nearly 7 minutes.
You're going to make a joke of it?
Zara. Yeah, all right. Sorry.
What did you find out?
Your planetoid wobbles a bit in its orbit. It's called libration. Your scientists built the city to compensate, but no one's checked it for decades. So it's gone a bit off course.
Into the path of the sun.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, Marek. We had trouble getting back. All the voices and noise. But we have to go now. Mr. Golding, give me your hand.
What?
There's a cargo ship at the edge of the system. We can get you and your family there.
You'll change history.
We've seen inside your head. Your dad's right. So long as little Marek still thinks his family had died, everyone's lives carry on as before.
I'll still be an orphan.
Yeah, until you're here today and find out they all lived. It's neat, huh?
You'd save me and my family?
Just give me your hand.
No.
What? Dead?
I can't abandon everyone just to save my skin.
You'll die with them.
How could I live with myself knowing what I'd done? Do you think your mum or your sisters could ever look me in the eye, knowing that we were the only survivors?
You're condemning them all.
No, not you. You get to live. Go with your girlfriends. Go somewhere new. Live what life you can. You were right. Just go.
Zara, take Joy.
What are you doing? He's playing you.
I'm not doing anything. Marek, go.
I'm staying.
What?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Joy needs her dad.
How could I even look at her if we left all these people behind? So, go if you're going. Go!
Abby? Oh, not you as well.
We said we'd help people. That we'd try to make things better.
But what can we do?
How big do you think that cargo ship is?
How could we say no? All those people, their wild eyes, their thoughts crowding in our heads. We were there, and we could do something. So we had to help, whatever the consequences might be. We've never ferried large groups of people before, so we start with 5. Get them to hold our hands, and then reach out our thoughts to the cargo ship. It's easy. Too easy. So we move 10 people the next time, then 20. 30's pushing it. We can feel them slipping from us in the vortex of time and space. We hold on tight, focusing our thoughts like thick twine, binding them close. We get them safely to the ship, then go back for more. 100 people moved in a handful of minutes, thousands in half an hour. Every time we skip back, the city has moved further into the wall of blinding sunlight, obliterating everything it touches. We're going as fast as we can, moving as many as we dare. But we're running out of time.
The mirrors aren't working. They're burning up.
Everyone get back. Thought it'd buy us some time.
It was a good idea. Come on, get back.
There isn't room.
Okay, next slot. We'll take 40 this time.
40?
We don't have any choice.
Okay, 40. Everyone link hands.
Dad, go with them.
In your dreams.
Mum's waiting for you.
I'm not taking anyone's place.
Okay, we do 42 this time, then everyone else the next.
Then do it. Go!
All right. Hold tight.
Right. Everyone back against the dome wall. Tight as you can.
Come on, you heard him.
We've done this so many times, and we're getting tired. And there's simply too many of them to hold on to.
Got to focus!
I hold on tight. I see into their heads, their hopes and fears, and the costumes they had planned for the festival. One girl is 15 and clings to a boy she's known all her life and never told how she feels. And it isn't enough. They're slipping. Slipping.
Comrades! Just the two of you!
We lost them! We took too many. Couldn't hold them together.
Does that mean...
We tried to get them back.
We tried everything.
But they're lost. Broken up in space and time.
You have to go back.
We can't. We tried everything.
You have to go back to the city. There are still people there.
It's Marek and his dad.
All right. All right. Take my hand.
Squash up! Squash up!
We're going to need volunteers. I've had a good innings.
Sad. No. Always the last minute. What?
Tell you later. Hold tight!
Everyone, focus all your thoughts on us.
I feel Marek slipping from my fingers. Time tries to take him from me, but I'm not losing anyone else. I'm not losing him. All the things we've been through, all the things I've done. I have to make amends, so I hold on tight.
Oh, made it. We made it.
We all did. He saved everyone.
I owe you two girls an apology. That was quite incredible.
Was it?
We didn't save everyone. We lost a group of them.
They slipped through our fingers. We couldn't hold on.
One group out of all these people? Look at them. All alive because of you. You did what you could and it wasn't easy. That's all we could ask.
No one seems very pleased. Do you know how many of them said thank you?
You spirited them through time and space. That's not good for us mere mortals.
And they've lost everything they knew. It's barely hit any of them yet. But you were right. There will be consequences.
And people will know we were here.
We have to go.
Somewhere we can sleep for 100 weeks.
Where's Joy?
I'll get her.
We won't tell anyone. We won't help them find you.
We can never come back.
No, perhaps that's just as well. My son is still at school, but he won't be an orphan now.
Oh, we've changed things.
But your Marek is the same. You get to keep him and save him at the same time.
Oh, there are two of him out there. What a horrible thought.
I thought of one that's worse.
Abby?
Well, maybe when the younger him is older.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
There she is. Being as good as gold. Didn't even notice we were gone. And she's made a friend of the captain. He wants to talk to you, Dad. There are other ships on their way. Word's got out. People are rallying around.
Oh, come here, precious. Oh, she's cold. Where did they have her?
She didn't seem cold to me.
Marek...
What's wrong with him? He looks...
There's nothing wrong with me.
He's like a ghost.
So is Joy. What's happening?
Marek, hold on. Concentrate on me.
I can see right through her. Joy, baby, no.
You said there were consequences.
What? Not like this. Please.
You saved everyone. So Marek's still at school. The man you knew doesn't happen anymore and doesn't have a daughter.
No. No!
I can't hold him.
Zara! Abby! Don't!
Bring them back! Bring them back!
We can't bring them back. They never even happened.
I'm sorry.
We'll change things back. If we destroy the ship...
No!
Everyone dies and we get them back. We get them back.
Zara, you know you don't mean that. I can see it in your head. I can see the pain and that you don't want to hurt anyone.
It hurts. It hurts.
I know.
You have to go now.
What?
There are people after you. They'll come here. They'll put us all at risk.
We saved you.
And you paid an awful price, but if they tear us apart to find you, you'll have lost it all in vain.
I can see it in your head. You're saving your own skin.
Perhaps I'm the scoundrel you thought I was, or perhaps I can see you for what you are. You had him wrapped around your finger, and anyone who gets near you gets hurt.
You're a monster.
But what are you two?
No, Abby. Let's get out of here. I don't want to stay.
All right. Take my hand.
We can't ever stay in one place. The things we've done, the people we're running from. We go anywhere and when just to keep ahead. We can't look back. We daren't look back. The moment we stop, the moment we let the past catch up with us. Was Golding right? Our powers flare so brightly, they burn anyone who gets close. The things we've done... All the people we've wronged and lost. My daughter. My beautiful daughter and the man I loved. I just want to get away. Anywhere away, far from all the voices. But the vortex is full of noise. People crying out, needing our help. And I want to make amends. It's too much effort to resist them.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, the pilot has switched on the sign for seatbelts. We ask you to return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts.
Where are we?
I don't know.
Whoa! God, it's a ship of some sort. I feel sick.
Something's wrong.
Excuse me, ladies, you need to take your seats.
We don't have seats. We've only just arrived.
Come on, let's go somewhere else. I don't need this.
Something's wrong. I can feel it in the air.
Please, it's for your own safety, madam. The sea is very choppy. You see, you could get hurt.
What was that?
A wave. The storm is whipping at the sea. Soon as we're through it, we'll resume our at-seat service. You might like a drink.
Yeah, what drinks do you have?
Oh, you're right. Something's wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's really nothing to worry about.
Was that the engines? Did we lose the engines?
Please, everyone, take your seats. I'll just have a word with the pilot.
The pilot's dead.
What? How can he be?
The pilot's dead. Your colleague's just seen that the whole front of this boat has been torn off.
The water's getting in.
But there's nothing to worry about. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no need to be afraid. Take your seats, fasten your seatbelts. Everything's going to be fine. Me and Abby are here.